it's on two wheels or four wheels, he's got you covered. The Motorsport Report with Wade Oranger on Sunraysia's 97.9 Triple M.
And we do it each and every Friday. Always a great pleasure catching up with this man. He certainly knows his stuff, especially when it comes to motorsport. Brett, good morning to you, Wade-O.
Morning, Matthew.
Yeah, I know. You were speaking to me off air just a moment ago. You're a little bit fired up this morning, mate. What's wrong?
Mate, I'm feeling like Yosemite Sam and Methanol Moonshine. Oh, I hate that rabbit. I'm not happy, mate. Roland Dane, what's his problem? The boss of Triple Eight, what is going on, mate? Shane Van Gisbergen and the Kiwi is a superstar in any form of motor racing.
Mm-hmm.
He gets an opportunity to race a speed car back at Western Springs, his home track in New Zealand, over this international series. He just ran a rally, for God's sake, in a very cool old Ford Escort. But Roland Dane has come out and changed his mind and no longer wants his driver to drive in New Zealand those awful speedway cars.
Mm.
I mean, give me a break. Kyle Larson is the hottest motor racing competitor in the world right now. And his NASCAR teams, when he races for NASCAR teams, allow him to drive sprint cars and speed cars. Van Gis is a freak on anything, on dirt or bitumen or anything. He's well known for racing that stuff. He was excited. I was pumped up. And now Roland has come out and said he can't. Wonderful, Roland.
All right. Now, what about a Tirana for $1 million?
You want to buy one, mate? How about this?
Not $1 million, no.
It's an iconic LX Torrey driven by the legendary Johnny Harvey. It's going to auction this weekend. I've got the link if you want to be involved in the bidding, mate. They're saying it could go over $1 million, even up as high as $2 million. It was driven during 77 and 78. The LX was the first homologated car purpose-built for motor racing. Brocky won a 78 championship with a similar model. Included in the car as well, mate, are spare tyres for racing. Johnny Harvey's worn jacket, boots and helmet as well. So will it go over $1 million? Roland Dane could probably buy one.
There we go. Now, look, a new chapter in Bathurst history to be written. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, third generation Richo, young Clay Richards, the son of Stephen and the grandson of the great Jimmy Richards, the Rainmaster. He's going to be driving a TGRA 86 Toyota Series next year, but he's going to be racing in Bathurst, in that Challenge Bathurst event. When you think about it, it's incredible. Jimmy has 8 victories at Bathurst. Stephen has 5. That's 13 between them, for those of you keeping up at home. And now young Clay, third generation at Bathurst. Just remarkable. And they're a fantastic family too, Matt. Really, really lovely people, the Richos. I'm really excited for Stephen. Good luck to young Clay.
All right. Now, the other good news is that Jamin Lidsey is set to race in Mildura from January 2.
Yeah, how good's that going to be? He's got 2 events in January. Olympic Park Speedway Mildura is all pumped up for a big season when they kick off on the 2nd of January for the Phil Crump Solo International Trophy. And then on the 23rd of January, round about that Australia Day part of the month, the Jason Lyons Solo Trophy. So the World Under 21 champ is going to be fired up. Recently became a dad this year. He helped Unia Leszno to their 4th consecutive Polish championship. The kid is going to be on fire. I cannot wait to see him back behind the handlebars, matey.
Terrific stuff. Always good to catch up with you, Wade-O. Thank you so much for your time. Have a fantastic weekend. Be safe out there. We'll catch up again next week. Wade Oranger with the Motorsport Report.